This is Jay Sekulow. As things continue to heat up in the Middle East, now calls in Congress to stop the funding of the Egyptian Islamic authorities.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
Al-Qaeda, the Muslim Brotherhood, the Salafists in Libya and Egypt have seen weakness and they have acted on it. And the administration has done nothing today to correct the impression that the weakness in our policy remains.
We're not nearly engaged in supporting the Arab Spring as we should be. It's about to explode. The American disengagement, lack of leadership, leading from behind, is leading to uncertainty and doubt on all fronts.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
You know, it's inexcusable. In our country, if an embassy were attacked of any country, we would defend that embassy. We would send thousands of troops there immediately. Apparently, there were warnings in Egypt, and they said the mob's coming, but they didn't send soldiers. They just said the mob's coming, get ready. It's inexcusable.
Would you consider the current Egyptian regime an ally of the United States?
I don't think that we would consider them an ally, but we don't consider them an enemy. They are a new government that is trying to find its way. They were democratically elected. I think that we are going to have to see how they respond to this incident.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Everyone, I'm coming to you on the road. David French, senior counsel for the ACLJ, is in our media center. Fan Bennett in our Washington, D.C. offices. And Skip Ash, senior counsel for the ACLJ, is in Jerusalem or in Israel right now, dealing a variety of matters there. Let me just first respond to what the president just said. We'll have to see how they respond to this current situation. Well, you got the response right now. There's more protests going on in Egypt. David, what is the latest assessment that you're hearing? And I want to get the comments from Fan and from Skip as well. What are you hearing from, I know you've been following it very closely today.
Well, what we're hearing is that the protests are spreading. I mean, in Egypt, we're experiencing a fresh round of protest. Now, let's bear in mind that the Muslim Brotherhood in Egypt was calling for additional protests as recently as yesterday. Not apologizing, although I understand that they've kind of issued some sort of wishy-washy, mealy-mouthed apology lately, but a new round of protests that they called for is occurring. And then in Yemen, our embassy was stormed, American flag taken down, and the black flag of Islamic radicalism raised over our embassy in Yemen. So this situation is escalating. Whatever the administration is trying to do to tamp it down is not working, at least as of yet. So we're in a very dangerous and volatile situation.
And the troubling thing also, by the way, our phone lines are open for you at 1-800-684-3110. We want you to get in this conversation early, 800-684-3110. A little bit later in the broadcast, you're going to hear a portion of an interview I just did moments ago with Danny Danone, the deputy speaker of the Israeli Knesset. Skip Ash is in Israel right now, working out of our offices in Jerusalem and involved in a major national security conference. Skip, what are you hearing there on the ground?
Well, Jay, they're reporting from here that these, just as David said, that things are spreading. There's also reports of demonstrations in Morocco and Casablanca. And there's a great deal of sympathy and empathy here on the part of the Israelis because they've been going through this for years. But it looks like in Egypt that the religious leaders are calling for more demonstrations after services on Friday, which is the Muslim Sabbath. So it looks like it's spreading.
And Sam, in Washington, we're going to hear from Congressman a little bit later, but what there is a new renewed call effort to stop this funding, about $1.5 billion, getting ready to go to Egypt. What's the sense of that, and what are you hearing in Capitol Hill?
This is an urgent front, Jay, because while all of this is happening, actually today the House of Representatives is going to vote on the funding for the next 6 months. So you're talking about, you know, $750 million over the next 6 months heading to Egypt, about $20 million for Libya. There's calls to strip that out, but we need the president's cooperation on that. So that's really where a lot of the focus is here in D.C. today.
All right, folks. So we need you to be engaged in this because we are literally looking at a deadline starting today and tomorrow. So here's the number. You add your name to this petition demanding a ceasing of the funds going to Egypt and Libya, especially with all this going on. The number is 1-877-989-2255. Let's not take our taxpayer money and give it to the Muslim Brotherhood. That's 877-989-2255. You can also sign up at ACLJ.org. That's 877-989-2255.
The Middle East is exploding. The U.S. ambassador to Libya and three members of his staff have been murdered. Radical extremists scaled the embassy walls and attacked our compound. Those who murdered our diplomats celebrated their deaths while burning American flags. This senseless anti-American violence has spilled over to Egypt as well, where the Muslim Brotherhood, controlled by radical Islamists, head up the government. Protesters stormed the U.S. embassy in Cairo, scaling the wall and tearing down an American flag. During this critical time, the ACLJ is calling on the Obama administration to stand up for America, stop apologizing, and condemn these abhorrent acts. Also, stop all U.S. funding to these countries. It's time to stop sending U.S. dollars to nations that want to destroy America. Call now, 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or online, aclj.org. The release of Pastor Youssef Nardakhani would not have happened without the tremendous coverage from the Christian media and from global news networks like Fox News. Media coverage kept the spotlight on Pastor Youssef, and while the ACLJ is grateful to the millions of people who stood with us in the fight to free Pastor Youssef, the ACLJ is also grateful for the news organizations that kept the focus on this story, including Fox News anchor Megyn Kelly, who interviewed ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow about the victory.
I want to thank you and Fox News for covering this because it gave it a global interest.
The American Center for Law and Justice is specifically dedicated to the ideal that religious freedom and freedom of speech are inalienable, God-given rights. And you stood up for those principles successfully here. Jay, good for you.
With Pastor Youssef now free, the ACLJ continues its work, now focusing on the persecution of other Christians whose rights, whose freedoms are being threatened. Learn more about the work of the ACLJ online, aclj.org.
I wouldn't send them a penny until they can guarantee that our embassy can be protected, until they've turned over who committed this atrocity. I want to know where the RPGs came from. We got rocket-propelled grenades used here. They didn't make them in Libya. I want to know if they came from another government or if they were left over from Gaddafi. And I want to know who did this, and I want them turned over to our FBI.
That's Senator Rand Paul yesterday talking about this very situation. By the way, the reports are that the protests are going to be spreading to Tunisia, Sudan, Morocco, Bangladesh, Yemen, of course, in Egypt as well. Others being added to the list. This is a very serious situation, folks. If you want to talk to us on air, 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Let me say this at the outset. We've got a very unique perspective here at the ACLJ. We don't just, you know, talk about these issues. Skip Ash, you just heard from moments ago, is in Israel right now at our offices there, but also at a huge international security conference. David French, senior counsel for the ACLJ, is also a JAG officer. It's a judge advocate general in the United States Army. He served in Iraq. Skip Ash is a colonel in the Army as well. And Pam Bennett, our director of governmental affairs, has got years and years of experience on Capitol Hill working for members of Congress. So we're giving you a perspective. We're trying to take direct actions. We've got a lot of resources being utilized for this. But let me say, before we take your phone calls, folks, we need to hear from you, and that means we want you on this petition. Now, Pam, before I give the number for people to engage this petition, let's talk about what is moving right now. I heard what Rand Paul just said. I got Senator McClintock coming on, coming on a little bit later in the broadcast, and you'll hear a big interview from him tomorrow. What is the move in Congress, and how important is it for people to react now?
Yeah, Senator Paul set it up well, Jay. You know, he said President Morsi hasn't even condemned this violence, so why in the world would we send them dollars now? But, Jay, tonight, I mean, we're talking about just hours from now, the House of Representatives is going to pass a bill to fund the government for the next 6 months, and they're going to leave funding levels pretty much unchanged from last year. That means that over the next 6 months, they're going to authorize another $750 million to go to Egypt and another $20 million to go to Libya. And what I'm hearing from Senator Paul and a lot of others is, at the very least, we have to suspend that. We have to strip it out. There are others who are saying it's too late. Well, I'm going to tell you, Jay, it's not too late. If President Obama and Speaker Boehner and Majority Leader Reid in the Senate would say, we've got to suspend these funds, they would come out. That's the ask that we're making right now. At least today, Jay, we cannot release these funds, and yet it's set to happen.
right, so here's what John Bolton said. This is bite number 17, and then I'm going to tell you folks we're going to take direct action here. Bite number 17, John Bolton.
This is a strategic moment for the United States from across the broader Middle East. If we don't stand up here for our interest and our values, we will see our interest and our values trashed all over the place.
That's John Bolton. Now, Skip Ash is in Israel right now, and Skip, you were saying during the break that there is a sense that if the money is cut off, that is going to protect our interests. You want to expand on that just a little bit?
Sure. One of the things we discussed while we were here was the fact, since the Arab Spring in Egypt, that they've lost tourism and everything else, that their economy is really hit hard because of the what's going on there, and they really need money. And right now, in fact, Europe is suggesting that they're going to need an additional $10 billion this year from somebody. And we provide a great deal of money. And if we exercise now, we will have influence and we will send a message. And they should be able to receive that message. And we're exactly right that in this area of the world, if you don't stand up and be strong, then you'll be run over.
Well, folks, what I want you to do right now is go to your phones and sign this petition that's urging Congress to stop this funding of billions of dollars going to Egypt as our embassy is being protested on and the government there, of course, doing nothing, which makes sense to the Muslim Brotherhood. The president's entire plan for the Middle East falling apart right before our eyes. But let's not continue this charade by increased funding. You go to your phones right now. Here is the number. I need everybody that's listening to sign this petition. Time is of the essence. You heard that from Skip. You've heard that from Ambassador Bolton. 1-877-989-2255 is that number. That's 877-989-2255. Now, you can also sign that petition at aclj.org, but we need to really hear from you again. 1-877-989-2255 or aclj.org. Let me throw this to David French. David, where you were looking, I saw some of the pieces you wrote yesterday. By the way, a lot of information up at aclj.org. On this whole subject, so we encourage you to go to the website. Your sense as to, here's what I'm concerned about right now as I'm monitoring this situation very, very carefully. I was watching a lot of media reports last night and looking at a lot of the international newspapers to get a sense of this. There is a sense that this is a growing threat, but this is an absolute failure on the heart of the Obama administration's response. And Secretary of State Clinton today is still talking about this film clip as if that this entire uprising is based on some film, which is nonsense. Those are excuses to mobilize these radical Islamic groups. That's what this is all about.
Well, you know, I hope there's something stronger going on behind the scenes that we don't know about, because I can tell you, and Skip said it well, you have to be strong in this area of the world, or your strength ends up in Americans being killed, and American interests being, your weakness ends up in Americans being killed and American interests being threatened. When the Secretary of State and the President of the United States condemn the First Amendment expression of Americans, however crazy it might look, that expression might look, when they condemn that, you know what that says to the jihadists? It says to the jihadists that they get to set the agenda, that they are dictating how our president and our Secretary of State speak. It gives them power. It gives them authority. And the idea that these are some kind of spontaneous demonstrations, it's just fiction. The YouTube videos have been around for months, and it's happening now on September 11th, September 12th.
Yeah, this was just an excuse. This was an excuse to mobilize. Folks, they did it on September 11th, and Hillary Clinton, the Secretary of State, is talking about a movie and a video. Listen to clip number. I want you to listen to this, folks. Number 21, this is our government. This is what they're saying.
The United States government had absolutely nothing to do with this video. We absolutely reject its content and message. America's commitment to religious tolerance goes back to the very beginning of our nation. And we have the greatest respect for people of faith. To us, to me personally, this video is disgusting and reprehensible.
You know, what's disgusting is reprehensible is that in Libya they killed a United States career diplomat, our United States ambassador to Libya. That's despicable and disgusting. A video may be stupid and tasteless, but that's not grounds for an entire uprising. Folks, this is nothing but an excuse. Nothing but an excuse. And what we're seeing develop right now, and this is what's got me so infuriated, is the weakness that we are projecting onto the Middle East, and we are paying for that today. And trust me, folks, it is going to get worse. Now, back to Fan. Fan, let me ask you this, and I know we haven't grabbed a lot of calls yet because we've got a lot of content to cover, but folks, David and Fan are going to be staying on the next half hour as well, so keep calling at 1-800-684-3110 if you want to talk to us on air. That's 800-684-3110. But, Fan, let's talk about the timing here of what's about to happen. What are we looking at? I know there's a lot of energy, I will say, among some of our friends in Congress to stop this funding, and Skip saying how important that would be to stop this because we've got an Islamic government. By the way, Netanyahu denied a meeting, but they're meeting with the Muslim Brotherhood. Does that tell you something about where this administration's head's at with this? Fan, but let's talk about the timing. How important and where are we exactly in this moment?
It's really urgent today, even, Jay, because, yes, there's a long-term effort here to pull back that $2 billion of funding that is released every year, $1.3 billion of which goes to military funding. But, Jay, today they are set to begin funding the government for the next 6 months. So half of the next year's funding are about ready to go out the door. The House of Representatives is going to vote on it tonight. The Senate is going to follow in the next few days. So if we're going to stop this funding, if we're at least going to suspend it and make President Morsi take a stand on this, we've got to do it now. We've got to do it in the next 48 hours. In the House of Representatives, Jay, they've got to hear from us today. So if folks want to stand with us, today's the day to engage because that funding is going to start going out the door.
All right, folks, that means Stan's got to get some numbers and some of these petitions and the information to members of Congress today. That means this is where you come in. We have seen success before. We saw it even in the Democratic National Convention when they took out the issue about Israel and Jerusalem as the capital, which now you understand why they did that, by the way, because that is really their policy. But we saw when we responded, we got action. I can give you a host of others. But this time, it is of the essence, and we've got to start moving today, which means I need to mobilize our friends, our ACLJ members, literally from coast to coast. So what I want you to do right now is, everyone that's listening to me, go to your phones and call us at 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. Now, you can also sign it at aclj.org. Very easy to do it on the website at aclj.org. But, folks, you can see what we've got mobilized here. You've got four of our team on the phone with you right now from as far away as Israel, Washington, our media center. I'm on the road and calling in. This is urgent. And that's where you come in. We need that response. We need to be speaking out on this. The administration is sending us on a disastrous path, and it's unfolding, by the way, minute by minute. So you go to your phones right now, and you add your name to this petition that says no to the funding of the Islamic Brotherhood, Muslim Brotherhood. And that's that simple. 877-989-2255. The president doesn't know if they're friend or foe yet. Well, I think it's evident today they're foe. They are our enemy, and we're kidding ourselves that we don't understand that. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Back with more in a moment.
The release of Pastor Youssef Nardakhani would not have happened without the tremendous coverage from the Christian media and from global news networks like Fox News. Media coverage kept the spotlight on Pastor Youssef, and while the ACLJ is grateful to the millions of people who stood with us in the fight to free Pastor Youssef, the ACLJ is also grateful for the news organizations that kept the focus on this story, including Fox News anchor Megyn Kelly, who interviewed ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow about the victory.
I want to thank you and Fox News for covering this because it gave it a global interest.
The American Center for Law and Justice is specifically dedicated to the ideal that religious freedom and freedom of speech are inalienable, God-given rights. And you stood up for those principles successfully here. Jay, good for you.
With Pastor Youssef now free, the ACLJ continues its work, now focusing on the persecution of other Christians whose rights, whose freedoms are being threatened. Learn more about the work of the ACLJ online, aclj.org. The Middle East is exploding. The U.S. ambassador to Libya and three members of his staff have been murdered. Radical extremists scaled the embassy walls and attacked our compound. Those who murdered our diplomats celebrated their deaths while burning American flags. This senseless anti-American violence has spilled over to Egypt as well, where the Muslim Brotherhood, controlled by radical Islamists, head up the government. Protesters stormed the U.S. embassy in Cairo, scaling the wall and tearing down an American flag. During this critical time, the ACLJ is calling on the Obama administration to stand up for America, stop apologizing, and condemn these abhorrent acts. Also, stop all U.S. funding to these countries. It's time to stop sending U.S. dollars to nations that want to destroy America. Call now, 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or online, aclj.org.
is the number. We're taking your phone calls, mostly going to be during the second half hour of the broadcast today, so stay on the line if you're there. We'll get to you. David and Fan will be taking calls as well. But we've got a lot of information to report, including exactly where we are right now. And my question I was talking to everybody during the break here is, where do we see this is going? Skip, I want to go to Israel first. Skip Ashton, your counselor for the ACLJ, is in Israel right now. Where do you see this? What are you hearing on the ground there? You're in the Middle East. Where is it going?
Well, the reports that we've been seeing are the fact that this seems to be spreading all over the Islamic world. We have reports that the Taliban are calling for attacks on U.S. soldiers. Even President Karzai of Afghanistan has condemned it. Has condemned the film, but not the reaction to it. We have, as has already been reported, they've tried to set fire to the embassy in Yemen. We have increased attacks or increased demonstrations in Egypt, and the fact that the president of Egypt condemned the film, but not the attacks on the U.S. embassy. And we have more reports are coming out from Libya. One is that that one of the security guards the Libyan security guards was taking pictures of the facilities prior to the attack, and that there have been reports that the guards actually directed the attackers to where the ambassador actually was. So these types of things are coming out here in the local press.
All right. Well, let me report something else here. This is not local press. The problem is that the White House is still blaming a video as the reason this has happened. And, David, this is really – first of all, it's a free speech right here, whether you like the video or not, or as tasteless as it might be. The fact of the matter, that's nonsense. These were attacks on September 11th. Well, they think we're naive here. That's the absurd nature of this, David.
That's what's ridiculous. I mean, this video is old. It's been out there for months. Nobody had ever heard about it. But this is the 11th – was the 11th anniversary of September 11th. It was a coordinated assault in Libya. The Egyptian government knew what was going to happen in Egypt. And what's stunning to me is that the media has been focusing so much on what Mitt Romney said or didn't say yesterday and hasn't been asking, how is it that a United States ambassador is in such an insecure situation on September 11th in a community, in a town known for al-Qaeda activity that is awash in weapons and where there was a bombing not far from the consulate just a few days ago? You know, those are the kinds of questions that an independent, aggressive media should be asking and not focusing so much on politics.
They're more concerned about, did Mitt Romney come out too quickly in condemning the White House? Well, evidently not, because look at the response of what's going on right now. Let me play for you. This is John Bolton again, number 18, the Ambassador Bolton speaking out on this. Take it. Very important, folks. Listen to what he said, and then I'm going to ask you to do a call to action here.
People see that the United States has not and apparently will not stand up to these kinds of attacks. And when you add to it casting Prime Minister Netanyahu adrift, not being able to deal with Iran's quest for nuclear weapons, people see the United States in decline. Our adversaries will calculate on that and adjust their policies accordingly. The risks are rising, and we are standing idly by.
Okay, folks, so you heard that from Ambassador Bolton. The risks are rising. This is serious. We've got action in Congress even today, and that's where you come in. And we're hearing from thousands of you, but we need to hear from thousands more. Go to aclj.org. Sign that petition online, aclj.org, or you pick up your phone right now and you say, we're not going to fund the Muslim Brotherhood as well and these other groups, including Libya, while they're attacking us. Folks are taking our money and using them against us. That's who's funding all this. 877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or aclj.org. So again, aclj.org or 1-877-989-2255. Will, do we have the Danny Danone sound ready to go? Oh, we do. Okay, I spoke moments before we went on air. I spoke with the Deputy Speaker of the Israeli Knesset, Danny Danone, about this very situation. Take a look. Joining us on the phone right now is a very good friend, and he is, of course, the Deputy Speaker of the Knesset, Danny Danone. He's the author of the brand-new book, Israel, the Will to Prevail. Danny, let me get your perspective first on the situation that has developed with the killing, murder, assassination, if you will, of our U.S. ambassador in Libya, and now the rioting and protests in front of our embassy in Egypt and in other countries. Well, your assessment of what's going on?
Jay, when you look at the pictures coming from the Middle East, you understand that everything is connected. When Prime Minister Netanyahu wants to meet President Obama, he wants to speak with him about those issues, the radical Islam. We are in a war together, and the President Obama tried to ignore the reality in the Middle East, to ignore the U.S. only strong ally, Israel, in the Middle East, but it doesn't work, because if you ignore those forces, they're coming after you.
Let's turn our attention to Iran. There's a lot of statements out, and of course, that this whole situation that's brewing in Egypt and, of course, what's going on in Syria, and now we've got serious problems in other portions of the Muslim world, that Iran is behind this. What is your assessment of this? How big of a role does Iran play?
Iran is the origin of the evil forces. If you look at the money that's coming to the Hezbollah today in Lebanon.
You hear what he's talking about. We're going to have more of that later during the next segment of the broadcast. David and Than will be playing some more of that interview with Danny Danone. But again, folks, it points to the nature of the problem. He talked about what's going on. This is expected. But understand, the Prime Minister of Israel has been denied a meeting with the White House. The President, though, is meeting with rappers and doing David Letterman and Jay Leno, but he's not meeting with the President and the Prime Minister of the State of Israel, who is our only ally in the region. And the President says, well, Egypt, are they an ally? Are they not our friend or foe? We don't know yet. Well, I think we know. And what we know is a disaster. I'm going to quickly go around the table here, folks, and then I need a direct call to action from you. Let me first go to David. David, your sense of what happens next here, what is the next likely outcome, and what are we going to see?
Well, what happens next is a very dangerous day tomorrow in the Middle East. Friday prayers, when that gets over, that's a traditional time of protest in the Middle East. The Muslim Brotherhood has called for further protests. Tomorrow could be key, and it could be a disaster if we don't handle it right.
All right. Let me get your perspective, Skip. Same concern. If we don't curtail this, if it spreads, what happens then?
If we don't curtail it now, I think what's going to happen is we're going to see more and more of this. See, David's exactly right. Tomorrow is the holy day for the Muslims. They go, they hear a speech. There are going to be a lot of rousing speeches tomorrow, and those speeches are going to incite people to go out and demonstrate and to attack.
Mm. Which means this is our time for action. And, Than, again, let's reiterate the time frame here. We need action right now.
Jay, the question for the President and Congress is so simple. Why in the world would we pay for tanks, weapons, artillery for nations who are opposing us, who are trying to defeat us? That funding's going to start going out the door tonight. That can't happen. We have to speak out now.
All right, folks, which means time is of the essence, and that's where you come in. We've got a petition going to our White House. They got to change this policy and change it quick. It's spreading rapidly. We want our taxpayer dollars stopping this funding now. You go to ACLJ.org. You can sign it online, or you can call us at 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. Remember, it was just this last weekend when Yousef Nadarkhani was released. Why? International pressure. We need to be doing that kind of pressure again right now in the situation where we've got an ambassador already killed. 877-989-2255 to stop the funding of the Islamic Muslim Brotherhood that we're paying for. And get this administration up to speed here. And they're playing catch-up and doing a horrible job of it. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. By the way, I'm going to be on Sean Hannity's radio program tomorrow discussing this. David and Than will be staying here if you want to talk to us on air, 800-634-3110. But, folks, you've got to take action now. The number is 877-989-2255. You can also go to ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. Than's got to get that information over to the Hill now, 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org.
During this critical time, the ACLJ is calling on the Obama administration to stand up for America, stop apologizing, and condemn these abhorrent acts. Also, stop all U.S. funding to these countries. It's time to stop sending U.S. dollars to nations that want to destroy America. Call now, 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or online, aclj.org.